Hello, what it is. Welcome to the Last Show Podcast. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening to the show. My name is Courtney Shane Williams. I'm the host of the Last Show Podcast. I am a stand-up comedian based out of Tampa, Florida. And this is how it gets down. Once a week, you can subscribe to the show on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, TuneIn Radio. Go to my website, CourtneyShaneWilliams.com. You can see where I'm performing my live stand-up comedy shtick. Nothing on the schedule, but we almost here, baby. We almost here, baby. To quote the great prophet Jay-Z on Fade to Black. Spotify, that is where I would like you guys to go. I don't sponsor the show or do a whole bunch of, you know, hey man, check this out. Hey, I'm working on a project. Do you want to buy coffee? You know? I don't sponsor this show. I haven't sold out to the man. Plus, you know what I mean? I don't really want to have this be like a job. If I start getting this sponsored, you know, next thing you know, I'm gonna read off stuff and be like a NASCAR, you know? Be out here supporting Vagisil. Anybody that'll give me a deal is what you gonna hear. But what you can do for me, because I don't sponsor, just check out my Spotify. Check me out on Spotify, comedy, stand-up. Also, the podcast is on Spotify. And review the show. Review the show. I've been doing a little podcast deep dive myself, man. I listened to some pods this week I had never heard before. And they are terrible. Terrible. I hope I don't have a terrible podcast. That's why you should review the show. Let me know if you don't like the show so I can try to, you know, fix the show or just stop doing the show. Because I hate to reinforce this, but stopping doing the show is always an option for me. It just is. You're not fully bought in. Yeah, you're right. I'm not bought in. You know what I mean? I'm the type of dude to just walk out of the ring before the fight starts. Yeah, this might be the last punch I'm taking to the face. So you guys, review the show. Let me know. Thank you guys for that have already reviewed the show. And share the show. I try to make this entertaining because, dog, I've heard some podcasts, you know, that, you know, people that claim to be comedians. I'm not saying you have to come on here and spit hot fire, but, I mean, at least keep my attention. I mean, do pull a rabbit out of a hat, you know what I mean? You know, ride on the track, do something. I mean, come on, man. This is the Last Show Podcast. Got some things to talk about. The Democratic National Convention, Joe Biden, Kamala Harris. I'm going to start here. With this post office, I meant to get to the post office on the last show. Apparently, the postmaster general, which I didn't even know there was a postmaster general. I'd heard the term postmaster general, but I thought it was just one of those things. Like my dad used to always refer to this dude across the street as the calling post. I didn't know what the calling post was, and then all of a sudden one day I was like, hey. I'm in New York City. Oh, the Colin Post is the newspaper for black people. You know, it's like the Green Book. That's what the Colin Post is. But I had no clue, man. But so the Postmaster General, yeah, you know, by this time, y'all know the man was about to shut down a whole bunch of mail sort machines. Now I'm going to get to this mail sorting machine. For you guys that don't know, I worked at FedEx for about a year. Before I worked at FedEx, however, one thing you don't know is I went for an interview at UPS. All my UPS drivers, you know, what's up? All right, I feel your pain. I went to UPS and I'll never forget how the job interview went. They walk you in, and UPS is a union, so everybody starts out at the same spot. You know, it's how liberal people actually think real life is. That's actually what UPS is. UPS, everybody starts out as a sorter. I remember going into the sorting station and these packages were shooting 100 miles an hour, shooting. People sitting there sweating, sorting these packages. And then he sat us down in the room and he said, there's union fees. And I was like, oh, there's union fees. And he's like, it's going to be this much money in union fees. I just want to let you know your first paycheck is going to be $125. That's when I was like, yo, this is not for me. Because I was still thinking in the back of my mind, I saw that woman down there wearing nothing but a bra. Oh, yeah, no dress code. Nothing but a bra, sorting packages by hand. So when I saw the news that they were shutting down short sorting machines, it sent a chill down my spine. I started thinking about that woman that was sweating half naked up in that UPS sweatshop, man. Eliminating a sorting machine is something that's cruel and unusual punishment. They barely get the mail to your house right when they do have the sorting machine, you know? Imagine Bob in the mail room. They're back there trying to sort packages for the entire city. So the postmaster shut down these sorting machines, and he picked up some of them blue mailboxes. You know the blue mailboxes that homeless people use for trash? You're supposed to put mail in those, right? So he picked up a bunch of the blue mailboxes that you see at random spots on the corner, and then he decommissioned a bunch of sorting machines because they needed to cut costs. What he didn't know is that word spread quick. Hey, man, he started shutting down the machines. He thought he was going to move west to east. My man got to about Idaho, and he stopped the whole operation, man. So this thing blew up, as you guys may not have known, and the dude then stopped it. He got to go in front of Congress and ask some questions. He lucky Kamala ain't in there, man. Kamala, what did I call her? Kamala. I just said on the last show, she's not the great Kamala. She's the great Kamala. He lucky Kamala ain't in there, boy. Kamala start asking you questions like she know you lying. That's the worst. I mean, I know those questions. When people are just asking you questions so you can lie, why are you going to ask me questions when all you know I'm going to do is lie? Stop asking me these questions I don't have answers for. So he got to go now in front of Congress. But before he went into Congress, he made an announcement. What was this? Tuesday? That they're stopping all cuts until after election is over. So there's no, you know, even veneer that it's been interfering with the election and the post office not being able to get you your mail, you know. And that was one of the moments when you realize, yo, my man Trump is out of options, dog. He already tried to throw the Kanye curveball. Once I saw the Kanye curveball, I'm like, this dude, he has nothing left in the bag. Then he tried to hit up the post office, okay? And let me tell you something. You try to hit up the post office and then it don't work. That's the end of the mission right there. Okay? Because who don't like the post office? Who don't like the post office? When the last time did you say, you know what we don't need? Mail. And I don't really need mail. You know what I mean? How am I going to get my check? Old people out here can't get their medicine, man. How am I going to get my coupons? I need the mail. Oh, there's a lot of things I don't need. It's like mail is one. Trump, by the way, that's one thing I've never needed in my life. I've never thought, you know what I need to do? Stay at Trump's hotel, dog. Where's Trump at? No, I need the mail. We all need the mail, dog. You can't be out here stopping the mail. And you definitely can't take their sorting machines. Either the last people you want to see pissed off is people that work at the post office. I know people ain't going postal lately, but that was a thing in about the late 90s, early 2000s, you know? That's when they just show up to work and just start wetting people, you know what I mean? And yo, but mailman come delivering with the pearl handle, okay? And I live in one of them neighborhoods, it's supposed to be historical. That basically means that black people used to live here in abundance until, you know, we figured out, hey, this property is worth something. That's where I live. So they still like deliver the mail like the old school way, you know? Like they gotta come up to, like they delivering milk in the 1920s. They come up to the dough. So we still got the old school mailboxes. They gotta get out the car and walk around the whole block like a homeless person. All right? They actually come up to the porch and stick the mail right there on the front of your door. That's somebody I don't want pissed off. He can look through the window and see if I'm home. Checking the mail, like the baby. That's the last person you want problems with. People say, oh, you don't want anybody that's fixing your food. You don't want to piss them off. Nah, dog, the mail. Mailman is the person you don't want issue with. Number one, with a bullet. You understand? Because them people know where you live. Oh, yeah, you order food, you know what I mean? It may be bad. This is too salty. What did he put this on his balls? You know what I mean? And then you go to a different place to go eat. You piss off the mailman. He's showing up on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. He there every day. Last thing you want to do is piss off the mailman, especially when you got some bills coming. Because if I'm the mailman and you piss me off, you know what I'm going to do? Deliver all your bills on the same day. That's exactly what I'm going to do. As soon as I see your car pull up in the driveway, I'm going to go into my second bag, right? I'm going to go into that side bag like a magician. And I'm going to pull up a whole bunch of bills. By the way, your mortgage is late. There's a pink slip on the door. Yo, rent's due. Welcome to the Last Show Podcast. It's called The Last Show because this may be it. Welcome back to The Last Show Podcast. The OJs representing Ohio. Backstabbers. Oh man, backstabbers, though. This is in honor of Joe Biden, dog. Head backstabber. I had no idea, boy. Joe Biden is Mr. Steal Your Girl. You hear that? That's right, the OJs, man. Let it soak into your mental. Backstab. What they do? Lying to your face all the time. They're trying to take your face, boy. I had no idea, man. Joe Biden, Mr. Steal Your Girl, man. Keep it on the swivel if Joe's in the room. I'm just going to throw that out there to you, man. Hey, Joe Biden. So, Jill, is that his wife? Jilly from Philly? Jill Biden's ex-husband came out and said that Joe Biden was cheating with his wife when they were still married. And I didn't know Joe Biden had in him. You know what I mean? It's just another reason why, you know, he may be fit to be president. The guy may not be able to pronounce words and say all his'n and husn, but he can take yours'n and beat his'n and do using and beat dozens. Joe Biden, boy, out here taking some, boy. I tell you, who had any idea? I didn't know Joe had it in him, because when you see Joe, you just think, he's probably a little creepy dude that gets a little handsy. You know what I mean? But then, lo and behold, Joe out here prospecting. That's why Joe like him married. He don't like him single. My man like a challenge. I can get canceled probably for saying this. But Joe, he got that look in his eye. You know, got a little Clinton on him, man. I had no clue. I do want to say I appreciate Joe Biden's husband. Or not Joe Biden, but Jill Biden's ex-husband for putting that out there in these streets. Hey, thank you for taking one for the team. You know, because I will say, you know, at one point in time, I may have thought, hey, it's safe to leave my wife in the room with Joe Biden. You know, I mean, what is he going to do? It's an old dude. You know, Joe Biden probably still whip out the old BlackBerry and start going to work on that Palm Pilot, man. You got to keep an eye on Joe. So I appreciate you, ex-husband who got cheated on, for putting that out there. You're a braver man than me. I'm telling you right now, boy, if Joe Biden stole my wife, I wouldn't tell nobody. I mean, if Obama stole my wife, I'd be like, all right, you know what I mean? Yeah. But, you know, she went to Obama, man. You know how it is. Your wife gets stolen by Joe Biden, dog. That's not a good thing. Like, if you wake up and your wife is dating Jimmy Superfly Snooker, you got to start reevaluating your decisions. That probably wasn't the one for you. And not only that, you just don't ever bring it up again. That's a secret you keep between you and your friends, you know? And not even the friends that like to talk a lot, right? Because they'll mess around and put that on Facebook. That'll go viral. That's even worse, man. But shout out for you taking one for the team, man. I appreciate it. Today is Thursday night. So actually, the NBA draft is going on as we speak. It is 8:47 East Coast time, and the Cavs have the best chances to get the pick along with some other teams. They just revealed Boston Celtics number 14. We're going to keep on checking in with the lottery. I'm telling you right now, y'all going to get a pissed off Courtney Shang Williams if the Cavaliers don't come up in this top three. The funny thing about this draft lottery, now I'm breaking down the lottery. By the way, this is for all the people that I just insulted for doing terrible podcasts. Here I am breaking down the draft lottery, you know, 2 days after it happened. The college football playoff thing is getting weird. I don't know where we stand with the college football playoffs. You know, Now I'm getting distracted. Oh, this is a terrible podcast. Oh, the Phoenix Suns came in with the number 10 pick. You know what? I'm going to pause the podcast and we're going to come back. All right? Oh, man. Cavaliers got the 5th pick. This is a sham of a mockery of a championship. Now I'm about to destroy this draft lottery, man. This is garbage. Golden State about to get a top 4 pick. What has Minnesota done to get a top 4 pick in the league? Honestly, this losing a whole bunch of games so you can try to get better hasn't been working out for the last 2 years. Oh, this is terrible for the Cleveland Cavaliers. I will say, you know, ain't none of these players good anyways. I've already pivoted. I didn't want them people. You think I wanted LiAngelo Ball running around? The 5th pick, honestly, it's not that bad. I don't know what the stage of grief I'm at. I'm at the stage where we try to put lipstick on the dead body. That's the stage of grief I'm at. It wasn't that bad anyways. Come on, who won the top 5 pick? I mean, honestly, yeah, 5th. Who else went 5th? Who's went 5th? Who's the most famous 5th pick? I bet Tim Duncan, he was 5th, right? No, he was first. It's terrible, man. I will say, man, there is actually nobody in this draft that's good. That is that good. And now the Cavaliers don't act like they don't have to act like they're taking LiAngelo Ball or D'Angelo Ball or Lawrence Ball, Lonzo Ball. I don't know whatever balls them in, but they ain't got to take none of them. All right, the Knicks were 8th, by the way. I mean, that is hilarious. I love how New York thinks, like, oh, we're New York. We're going to get everybody. Now you'll take that 8th pick in Jarrett. Who they got? RJ Barrett? You'll do that. College football. I'm not sure exactly where we stand with college football. I've gotten a little bit of a disagreement online. Feel free to check out my replies. I feel like I'm rooting for the man, but I'm not rooting for the man. I've broken down this podcast before. I'm rooting for respect for the virus. The people out here in these streets that act like, oh, the virus don't matter. Like, I'm actively rooting against those people. I'm not rooting against sport, but I'm rooting against respect for the virus. I'm rooting against ignorance. You know what I mean? I don't want to see anybody get injured, whatever. So the Big Ten and the Pac-12 decided to cancel their football season. And a bunch of people from the Big Ten, led by Justin Fields, who's quarterback for Ohio State, go Bucks, decided that they was going to start a petition to let the kids play. Now, the petition of letting the kids play, like, the idea that ever was going to work is ridiculous. This ain't Bad News Bears. This is not a Disney movie. This ain't Angel in the Outfield. The Big Ten makes a whole lot of money. A whole lot of money. So, by the way, it is noted on me. I heard today somebody said there was only 2 conferences of the Power 5 that had players that said they wanted some type of representation at the table with commissioners, and they want some type of not even pay, but some type of equity in the scholarship. And those 2 conferences canceled their football season. You know what I mean? So I suggest you get down and lay down. It's basically the way this game is working. So they canceled their football season. And one of the things they were saying with these petitioners is that, you know, they didn't discuss it with us. And the parents of the players at Ohio State especially were like, well, why the doctors should lay out your information and let us know. And until you can let us know, reinstate the season immediately. Bruh, this is the Big Ten, dog. This is a corporation, you know? The Big Ten probably makes more money than a lot of Fortune 500 companies in the universe. That's like you can't walk into Costco without a mask on. Imagine, you know, showing up to Costco at 12:30 in the morning. Hey, y'all didn't tell me what the hours was gonna be. I feel like shopping at 12 a.m. Open the doors. Take the chains off the doors. The enemy is here. That ain't the way this game works, dog. So that Big Ten commissioner or came out and did say, hey, we could have been a little bit better communicating, but we had not restarted the season. This is over. So I got an argument online with some people, basically Ohio State fans, and I'm an Ohio State fan myself, but a lot of Ohio State fans saying, oh, the groundswell. This is not going to make the conference look big. Oh, when they decide to recruit, oh, man, the SEC can say, we care more about football than Ohio State. Let me tell you something. SEC. I'm talking about to all three of y'all. Okay? LSU, Mississippi, Mississippi State, Florida, Georgia. Who else we got there? Texas A&M. I don't know why y'all in the SEC. That's part of the problem we got going on right now. A lot of you people out here backstabbing. You know what I mean? Ole Miss. Who did I miss? I miss anybody out there down in the Bayou, Auburn? Gather around. Let me tell you a story. You busters will never be Ohio State. You will never be Ohio State. You can never knock this chip off the shoulder of the Ohio State University. No matter how many championships you win, no matter how many games you win, no matter how many times you think, oh yeah, we're gonna be better. You'll never be Ohio State. Never. The idea that you're gonna go in some recruiting battle and we're gonna say, well, LSU cares more about football than Ohio State. You probably do care about more about football than Ohio State do because we have better things to do. You ever thought of that? You ever thought, hey, football, not that big of a deal when a pandemic is going on. And that's the background of this whole thing. The pandemic. I got in an argument with one of the Big Ten parents. I should have led with that. Yeah, I got in an argument with a parent from the Big Ten. Yeah, we got a little bit of a tussle online. And she told me, like, oh, there's a lot of things I can say. But, you know, and it hit me at that moment because I'm not a parent. So I don't have that emotional connection to the team. I'm just looking at the facts. And I feel like, I know with the people I interacted with, it's this idea of like, they're taking away our season and everybody else is playing. Why can't we play? First of all, there are a total of three real conferences playing. The ACC, the SEC, and the Big 12. Those are the only three playing. Everybody else can cancel their season. As a matter of fact, the NCAA has canceled all fall sports. All fall sports, the NCAA is canceled or postponed. So you're talking about everything, and the only thing the NCAA doesn't control is the Power Five conference football. So that's the only thing they don't control is FBS football. Everybody else has been canceled. Ohio State is part of the majority. This is science versus, you know, whatever googly glop you thinking about. We care about more about football than the Big Ten. You're a moron. You're a moron. And I can say that confidently because I live in Florida. And all of you, moron, son. Moron, cuz. Anybody that thinks you can just go out and play football in the pandemic like it ain't no big deal. Like, dog, moron. All right? Do I think that, you know, it's all altruistic and it's all, you know, this kumbaya and the Big Ten's trying to save lives. No, man, it's a business. But at some point, Ohio State had to evaluate the business in football and said, this is not good business. This is not good business. And I do believe the health of the players had a lot to do with the idea of this is not good business. Do you think if there's a pandemic not going on that they would have canceled football? Whether the players wanted to get paid or not, whether the players had demands or not, do you think Ohio State making millions of dollars would be like, yo, no football? In the history of football, Ohio State, I think the last time they didn't have a season, like 1908, like something crazy, dude. Honestly, you think they just woke up one day and said, you know what we want to do? Screw the players. That's what we want to do. You know what we want to do? We want to have jack wagons in Florida saying, we care more about football than you do. No, you don't. Stop it. Knock it off. You're a crazy person, man. This right here is the bottom line. And I ran into this online and I felt this. The idea that the virus is attacking you or the virus is seeking out you or the virus is picking on you. Bruh, no one is going to be untouched by what's going on. This is just another part. It's another part. Everybody is going to be touched by this virus. Everybody has a role in the virus. If the virus is more under control, perhaps there would be college sports. Or perhaps in a pandemic, college sports shouldn't exist. oh, well, I worked so hard and I've worked my whole life. Bruh, everybody sacrifices something. I can say this, I'm unemotional about it, but let me be real. If somebody came up to me right now and said, Courtney, we can take your senior year of high school, or we can take the 35th year of your life. Bruh, bring on R. Kelly. Tell him to stay away from my eyes, son. Bring it on. This last year of this, or how long this pandemic, this is completely altered, you know, the next two and a half years of my life. You think I give a damn about some football? The same way no one cares about the last 2.5 years is the same way that they don't care about the college football season getting canceled. But with the same passion that they feel about college football is the same passion I feel about what's happened to me. The same passion that the guy down the street feels about his kids not going to school. Same passion about restaurants closing. The same passion about, you know, air travel and entertainment companies and people that own businesses. And people that own businesses inside of Tuscaloosa and Columbus and Auburn and Tennessee. It's the same passion, dude. Everybody's touched by the virus. It's not picking on you. It's knock it off, man. Knock it off. On top of that, as far as the Big Ten goes, the season is postponed. I do think they're going to try to play. So before everybody gets up and, well, you know, they can't showcase for the NFL. Bruh, they are going to have to try to have some representation of the season. But the NFL's still going to have a draft. They still going to draft the same amount of players they drafted before. They still going to sign undrafted rookies. They still going to have diamonds in the rough. All this stuff will exist. Will you get the money you are going to get on the front end? No. Some of those people may suffer, but everybody is suffering. Knock it off, man. On top of all that, it's amateur sports, man. It's amateur sports. If you weren't shrouding yourself in this amateurism, perhaps they could treat them as professionals. But once again, as much as I believe, you know, Big Ten had something to do with the kids' health, bruh, this ain't altruism. You know what I mean? This ain't Mother Teresa. They ain't just giving money away. You know, this has something to do with long-term ramifications. I do feel like these health complications that kids may have is real. And if you're the Big Ten and you're Ohio State, Penn State, if you're on top of that, these conferences, I think three of the presidents of the Big Ten teams, three presidents are doctors. So if you know there could potentially be some problems with the players, financially, that's going to put you on the hook. Liability, Holmes, right? I lived in Florida long enough to figure out, yo, I might be able to make some money off this. Hey, take some snaps, you know? If there's any kind of liability, Ohio State's going to decide against that too. And before you get your chest puffed out, I'm talking to you, SEC, ACC, Big 12. We're big. We care more about football than the Big Ten. Call me in 2 weeks. Let's revisit this. Matter of fact, I'm writing down some rules. Rule. Call me in 14 days. Rule. And since you're so bad, no more testing for you. No more testing for you. Call me in 14 days. SEC, ACC, Big 12, they're going to cancel their season too. They didn't go against cancellation. They delayed the decision. They just kicked the can down the road. So they're going to end up canceling too. Because guess what? Ain't nobody out here trying to give away no money. You know? No one cares so much about college kids that they're like, yo, dog, how about we give them healthcare for the rest of their life? No one. Ain't nobody giving out free healthcare. You better off getting some money rather than free healthcare. What free healthcare is the reason we got two parties out here in these streets. Yeah? Speaking of two parties. Oh, before I got to get out of here. Steve Bannon, boy, they put him in the hole. Hey, everybody associated with Donald Trump is going to jail. You know what I mean? Donald Trump might be that dude you might want to stay away from. You know? I'm talking to you, Don Jr. You might want to keep it on the swivel. I'm just saying, everybody that comes in contact with this dude ends up in the hole. Way down in the hole. Yeah, I'm just saying, Steve Bannon, he down the hole. Was Flynn, my man, he went down to the hole. Roger Stone, he went down to the hole. What's your man that just wrote the book? Hey, he went down to the hole. Get in the penitentiary. Barr? Is that your name? Tony Barr? What's your first name? You look like a Tony. You watch out. My man was stealing money from the border wall. Hey, man. They said this dude raised $25 million through a website to build that border wall in Mexico. You know the one that Trump said Mexico was going to pay for? That border wall, yeah. Apparently, this dude built part of the border wall that don't quite stay up. It cost him about $15,000. And they asked him, hey man, where's the other $10,000? You only put $15,000 on the wall, where's the other $10,000? And now my man's got indicted for some fraud. So I'm just going to keep it on the swivel and say, before you talk about all this law and order, why don't you show up to Steve Bannon's house with that tear gas, huh? You know? All this law and order, and you're gonna respect, hey man, you need to knock on Steve Bannon though, man. He owe you about $10 million. He's shout, you know what I mean? Trump, scratching. I do wonder what that RNC gonna look like next week, you know? It's still, I think, I know Joe Biden speaks tonight. Kamala Harris put it down last night. Obama put it down last night, and the stakes is high, as I said on the last podcast. Boy, they ain't up to ante. It's one of them things, like, you ever been in a battle rap, or there's a reason that, you know, you want to go second, you know? There's also a reason you don't want to go second. And sometimes the dude that goes first, you can't take that heat. There's a reason the headliner gets paid more money. It's a lot to navigate. You go in last. Everybody wants to be the headliner because the headliner gets paid the most. You are the incumbent. You are the authority. You know? But to quote the great Wesley Snipes and Undefeated, sometimes they got your ticket, okay? He might have his ticket. Work is cut out for him. I'm surprised they everybody in the DNC, especially as old as they are, they can get the Zoom to work. They had to bring in Eva Longoria and make sure the Zoom was working. ALC, they put up early. Had to get that Zoom working, boy. So I don't know what the RNC gonna look like, but Trump is scrounging. My man was tweeting in all caps last night. All caps Trump. That's a scared Trump right there. All caps Trump. See, when Trump, you know, makes threat about black people, he throw that one out there, you know, all lowercase. You know, he don't care about black people. He hit you with them all caps. Nigga, nervous, man. Real nervous. That dude was out here touting conspiracy theorists. This dude was in the Oval Office, and they told him about conspiracy theorists that thought he was like the Messiah, and he was like, yeah, maybe they're right. He goes, I don't know. I haven't read about him. That dude is scrounging, man. Trump going to be way down the hole, man. Trump, 2021, 3 square meals. Because I told you, Kamala Harris, her only goal is to put him in jail. That is our only goal for the next 4 years, is to put him in jail. Whether Kamala Harris ends up being in the White House or not, her only goal is to put Donald Trump in jail. And Steve Bannon is lucky. Oh, and the postmaster, you lucky too. Kamala Harris ain't still in that Senate seat, boy, because she loved to get a one-on-one with you. That's how she got the job. She had Barr, Tony Barr. I keep calling the man Tony. He Tony. My name Tony. I'm calling Tony. She had Tony Barr squirming, dog. That's the way it's going to be. So I'll holler at you dudes next week. Let's wrap up the show. Thank you, you and you, for tuning in to the Last Show podcast. Subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, TuneIn Radio. Spotify. Check it out. Please review the show. I don't know how you review the show on Spotify, but if you enjoy the show, review the show. Even bigger than reviewing the show, share the show with somebody else. You know, somebody else may find this entertaining. I mean, I sure don't. But I'm joking, man. Share the show. Thank you guys so much for listening. Have a good weekend. I'm going to drop this on Friday. You know what I mean? A little Easter egg under there. You know? Take it easy. Peace.
Ouch. Gums. Am I seeing right? Where's she putting her hands now?
She's just checking out the dog's testicular area. Ooh. to make sure that everything is intact.
Hate to go out on a date with Judge Edie Franklin, have her judge me. That'd be no fun.
Aha! Aha! What do you know from funny, you bastard?
Until next time, take care of yourselves.
and each other.
You gotta harvest your nuts right now, man.
This place is dead anyway, man.
Hasta luego.